Talking today with 3rd District Congressman and, of course, Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Congressman Frank Lucas. Congressman, you've got two of your House Field Committee hearings on the 2012 Farm Bill proposals done, two still to go. What have you learned to this point, sir?
I think the fascinating thing among several points, it could be referenced to New York State when we were upstate essentially visiting with the fruits and vegetable and dairy people. And one of the constant themes that came through there was their difficulty in dealing with the environmental regulations, the labor regulations, the stuff that the federal government's doing to make it more difficult to be a farmer or rancher. And the reason I find that so fascinating is that's the exact same comments I get in my town meetings in the 3rd District of Oklahoma. Uncle Sam is making it harder for us to practice our vocation, making it more difficult for us to feed our fellow neighbors.
When we think about you basically have laid down three key things that you wanted to talk about. Obviously, commodity title, crop insurance, and then of course, as you look at the other things that are a part of the bill itself. Let's go back to that commodity title. You continue to talk about wanting, you continue to talk about reluctance to go to one size fits all. Is that going to be, at the end of the day, will there be enough flexibility, you think, to meet all the regional needs that are out there?
I think so, Ron. And if we're going to have a farm bill, it has to have two fundamental principles. It has to have farm still in the farm bill. And with 75, nearly 80% of present farm bill spending and the existing farm bill and nutrition programs, you have to be very careful to make sure that there's still farm in the farm bill. The other component, of course, is a farm bill that will work for, enable people in all commodity groups and across the country to participate in. Once again, it's not a farm bill if farmers and ranchers can't participate in the whole country. That was one of the big struggles last fall. Great progress I made with Senator Stabenow, chairwoman of the United States Senate, and Mr. Roberts and Mr. Peterson, our ranking members. I think while it'll still be a challenge in the regular farm bill process, nonetheless, we can get there. We have to get there.
How much concern do you have over the Congressman Ryan budget, $33 billion he's asking agriculture to give up over a 10-year period?
Basically, you're right, almost up to the $40 billion number. That comes after the President, Obama, 2 years in a row, suggested at least $32 billion in cuts. It's substantially more, of course, than what Senator Stabenow, Senator Roberts, and Congressman Peterson and I had agreed on attempting to do last fall, which was $23 billion. But the key here is I think we have the flexibility that we need to be able to move resources around to make the decisions in the Ag Committee. I'll vote for Chairman Ryan's budget resolution when it comes up this week. There will be 5 or 6 alternatives that will do all sorts of dramatic and drastic things to Ag and other areas. But what we have in this budget resolution will give us the ability to move forward. Now, there's one other section there, Ron, that we need to remember, and that is in the bill, it calls for a reconciliation process. Agriculture and 5 or 6 other committees will be obligated in approximately a month's time to come through and make cuts from existing programs. And what has been suggested by the Budget Committee is that the Ag Committee reduce spending by $33 billion. Now, the reconciliation process this time is kind of like the House budget process this time. The Senate will do neither. So only the House will have a budget resolution. Senate won't do it, 4th year in a row. The House will do this reconciliation process. The Senate won't do that either. We'll do our part in both regards, but because the Senate has not acted, neither one has the force and weight of law. That helps us a little bit more when it comes time for farm bill process time, where we'll write the farm bill I think that the committee believes is appropriate, and we'll do it as close to possible within the saving guidelines that have been given to us.
Yeah, I know. I just read some things from Senator Baucus earlier today that in no way in his mind does Congressman Ryan's budget survive, at least as far as the ag parts of it are concerned.
Well, the key here is the Senate won't have a budget. They just simply won't have a budget at committee level or at full committee. So what happens, consequently, is under regular order, we'll pass a bill in the House with the savings that the House mandates. The Senate will pass whatever version of a farm bill they want. I would assume 20-some billion dollars in savings, maybe 30-some. I don't know. We'll then go to conference committee after both bills have cleared the individual House and Senate committees, cleared the House and Senate floor, And at that point, then we will have to take the two bills and craft a conference committee report that reflects something that will be passable in both houses. Do not expect the conference committee report to have the exact same savings that either the House or Senate bill has. That's just not the way it works. And hopefully that will help give us some flexibility in moving resources around to achieve a workable farm bill and one that ultimately both bodies have to pass.
Your committee schedule, you've got field hearings till the 20th of April, the one out in Dodge City is that last one. We've heard that the Senate Ag Committee may be trying to mark up something on farm policy as early as the second or third week of April. How quickly do you want to move after that April 20th hearing?
Well, as soon as I can put all my proverbial ducks in a row and take off. The fact that the Senate may, with not only their hearing schedule, but because they're not doing a budget resolution, because they're not doing reconciliation, they'll be in a faster timeline than the House, I welcome that. I look forward to Senate Chairwoman Stabenow and Ranking Member Roberts taking up a farm bill in the Senate Ag Committee and passing it. And with the successful passage of the bill out of committee, that actually will kind of help generate, I think, some momentum over on the House side among members who perhaps are not on the Ag Committee who've not focused. So I say to the Senate, go get them. We're going to be there with you, but we're running just a little bit behind you in the way the schedules work out.
Finally, April 20th field hearing is, of course, going to be in Dodge City, Kansas. Are you, obviously, it's not in your district, fairly close to your district, though. Are you anticipating a little bit of an Oklahoma flavor there?
I would expect when you've got plains agriculture, when you've got wheat, you've got livestock, you've got the kind of irrigation farming that we all practice in that region, and in many places, I should say, they practice in that region. Yes, it'll be kind of the neighborhood hearing, so to speak, and I really look forward to being there. And the Ford County wheat farmers are always an exciting bunch.
Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, visiting with us on the long line today. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.